101 ESPN because we're telling you on what would have been Chris Duncan's 40th birthday that you can join us on Wednesday afternoon, June 16th for Dunctionary Day on the Bud Deck at the Budweiser Brewhouse in Ballpark Village. That's right. We're going to have a Dunk Day for you. The Cardinals host the Marlins that day at 12:15. And you can join us on the Bud Deck to enjoy the game with views looking right into the ballpark. Tickets include a hot dog, a beer, and a Dunctionary t-shirt, with a portion of every ticket purchase being donated to the Chris Duncan Memorial Scholarship Fund. And we're going to be broadcasting live that afternoon from the Bud Deck with BK and Ferrario from 11 to 2 in the Fast Lane from 2 to 6. Get all the Dunctionary Day ticket details now at 101ESPN.com. And the host of the Fast Lane, Anthony Stalter, is with us now on 101 ESPN. Worked with Dunk first as a producer, and then they did the show together for several years before Dunk sadly and tragically passed away a couple of years ago. Anthony, good morning. It's great to have you with us. And I was telling Adam Wainwright, all of my memories of Dunk are good, even though he left us way too early. All of my memories of Chris Duncan are happy memories.
Yeah. Yeah. Thanks, guys. I appreciate it. Michelle, Randy, thanks for having me on. I certainly wish that, we were talking about something else and Dunk was still gracing our airwaves, but it is nice to kind of reflect on a day like this where, as you mentioned, Randy, Dunk would have been 40, and that really hits home. I'm 39. I just turned 39 in March. So for him and I to be so close in age and for him not to be here anymore there's no words for that. But I listened to your interview with Waino, and I agree with him. He was one of the best storytellers I have ever heard. And just like Wainwright was talking about, you can still picture Dunk with his facial and, his facial expressions, and the way he told the story, and the way he told the energy, and being able to do radio with Dunk for as long as I did, I agree with him. I had heard his stories over and over again. I still laughed at key parts. I still laugh when he talks about making the three errors in one play when he was in the minor leagues. I still laugh about him. One of my favorite stories that he always broke down was when he was traded from the Cardinals to the Red Sox, and talking about being in Pawtucket and the sloped bed with the box TV, and, talking about going from the Ritz-Carlton with the steel-cut oatmeal to, cheese fingers or whatever he had in Pawtucket. Dunk was a unique guy that there's not a day that goes by when I don't think about him, either as a person or what he taught me from a radio or a baseball standpoint. I miss him dearly, but Randy, to your point, there is nothing but great memories that I will always have with Chris Duncan.
Anthony, one of the things that I'll always remember about Dunk are his phrases. He had so many phrases and unique words that he would casually drop into a conversation that would all of a sudden become a thing. We just would hear him say it. It would be funny, and we would accept it. And whether it was Apo Taco or whatever, all of a sudden it was a Duncanism. That's why we have the Dunctionary shirt, because he had so many phrases and so many words that were so uniquely Chris Duncan. So when you think about some of Dunk's phrases or his words, what's one that stands out to you?
Oh, you just nailed one. I still use Apo Taco. Anytime that people like Jamie or Brad, they're going through, like, I think BT sometimes says Jimmy Jack or whatever. Like, I always throw in Apo Taco for Dunk. So, yeah, it's incredible that we could fill up an entire T-shirt of words that Dunk made up. But that is part of the uniqueness that we're talking about with Dunk. And anybody listening right now, like, we care so much about what people think, and social media kind of creates that, and we're looking for affirmation, we're looking for confirmation. Am I doing the right things? Dunk was himself all the time, and what's crazy too about Dunk, and I know you guys know this because, and Randy, you worked with him closely in the Fast Lane, he was so concerned what everybody thought, but he was the most unique person that he could, like we said, you could fill up an entire T-shirt of unique words that he had that people use today and people copy. And I think that's incredible. And it kind of speaks to who he is as a person, that he, as soon as he gets in radio or on radio or, and he was the same guy off air too. And you guys know that, he could be talking to somebody and he could come up with a word on the spot to describe something that was unreal. My wife, Kristen, her favorite phrase was duck farts. Mm-hmm. And he used to say that when Peyton Manning toward the end of his career would throw a pass, he goes, he'd call it the duck farts. So that one sticks out too.
Anthony, can you tell us about the day of Chris Duncan's first wedding anniversary?
This might be Randy's favorite story.
I think it is. Yeah.
Yeah. So we're at Golf Discount. There you go. So we're doing a broadcast at Golf Discount. So we're out there, me, Randy, Dunk, DeMarco, and we do our broadcast. And sometimes, you know, Dunk, you know, speaking of words that he used, he liked to get a man soda. And this was before his first diagnosis. So before they realized that he had the brain tumor. He goes, hey, he's like, you know, do you want to get a beer after the show? So, all right, sure. So, you know, after the show, we go down the street, and I actually think Marty the Party Jenkins was with us as well. So he goes with us. So we're out and we're having a good time. We're, you know, just having a couple of drinks, watching the Cardinals game. And all of a sudden Dunk starts to get some text messages. And I don't know if he looked down and he saw that it was Amy and his wife, Amy. And he's like, all right, I'll get that in a second. He goes to the bathroom, he comes back and he sits back down and he goes, here's some money. I got to go. I go, all right, is everything all right? He goes, yeah, no, it's fine. It's my anniversary. He completely forgot that it was his anniversary, and he was out with us having some beers and stuff like that. So he had a race home, and I don't know if he did it that night or he did it the day after. He went and bought her a laptop computer.
And Best Buy. He went to the Best Buy across the street because you guys.
There
were...
you go. Yeah, so it was. You're right.
And so he stops at Best Buy on the way home, just grabs her a computer really quick and races home and gives her that as the first anniversary gift.
I don't even think he wrapped it. I just think he's like, here you go. I was out at Best Buy. I was out at Best Buy buying your computer. What's really funny about that, though, too, and not that Amy was trying to get him back or anything like that. She wasn't being vindictive. But Dunk used to tell the story, too, of I forget which birthday. Might have been his 30th birthday or 31st birthday or something like that. So he's out with us. I think we're doing a broadcast, something like that. And he told us, he's like, hey, he's like, yeah, Amy's going to the Cardinals game tonight. And we were like, oh, okay, cool. That's nice. He goes, no, he's like, you know, it's my, I wonder if she's throwing me a surprise birthday party. He goes, so I'm going to go home right afterwards. And you know, he's amping up. He thinks it's going to be a surprise. So he goes home, and she's not there. She's actually at the Cardinals game. She had no plans of doing any sort of surprise birthday for him. So again, she wasn't trying to get him back, but it was kind of funny. They both forgot certain aspects. It's funny.
That is funny, Anthony. So far in this conversation, we've been talking for 8 minutes. We're laughing. We're talking about all of the fun that Dunk brought to our shows and everyone's everyday lives. He made everyone laugh and smile. But one thing that I'll always remember about Dunk too is how seriously he took his craft, whether it was baseball or radio. You produced for him. You co-hosted with him. A lot of times, former athletes, they come into a situation like this and they lean on their experience and they lean on their personalities, which Dunk certainly did. But he was so prepared. He was probably the most prepared person I've ever worked with.
Yeah, Michelle, you're absolutely right. He was so inspirational in that regard. And I heard Waino talk about it from a baseball standpoint. I knew he worked hard, you know, when it came to perfecting, you know, his craft in baseball, but I didn't visualize it. I saw it with radio. And he took it to heart that I remember when he used to do hits with you guys back before I started with the station, but I used to listen to him and Brian Stull. It was Stully and Dunk in the Knights. And then Randy, he used to do hits for you guys. He used to prepare for those hits. And we're talking about 10 minutes, maybe at max. He used to prepare hours for the fast lane hits and then hours for his show with Stully going down to the ballpark and things like that. But, you know, I told this at Dunk's funeral service out in Arizona. I said, you know, I heard I don't know if it was a TED talk or a motivational speaker or something like that say one time, he goes, ask yourself, if you walk into a room of people, he goes, is that room better when you walk in or is that room better when you walk out? And Dunk, the room always got better when he walked into it, right? And it wasn't just because he was funny. It wasn't just because of the personality. It was because you knew you were always going to get your all out of Chris Duncan. He used to have a board in his basement where he wrote down all of his goals after he got diagnosed with the brain tumor. He was determined that that wasn't going to stop him. He used to tell the story where I think it was his fifth grade teacher. Maybe he wasn't even that young. Maybe he was in high school, where a teacher came to him and said, "Hey, what's your backup? I know you're a baseball player. What's your backup plan?" And he looked at her and said, "I don't have a backup plan."
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't that he wasn't going to be prepared for life if he didn't get into baseball. It was just he always put his all into it. He'd have notes upon notes, like Dave Duncan, his father, with the baseball, the notebooks for pitching. He used to have the same notebooks where he was writing down things for our radio show. We're talking about a 2-hour radio. We started, I think, at 3 hours, and then we went to 2 hours. 2-hour radio show. He'd have probably half a notebook filled with aspects that we're going to talk about. He used to call me because he knew that, you know, from a football standpoint, you know, I like football. I understand the game, all that. He used to call me and ask me a random Monday night football game. It could be like Washington and Philadelphia, right? Something that we might not spend that much time on. He wanted to know aspects of that game so that he could portray that he understood, he knew the stories and all that. So from a hard work standpoint, I think Dunk was second to none.
Absolutely. We look forward to more stories this afternoon on Chris Duncan, what would have been his 40th birthday. Anthony, we always love talking to you. Thanks for coming on with us.
No, I appreciate I appreciate you guys calling, and thank you. And thank you for sharing so many memories, because I know you guys have a lot of Dunk stories and so many aspects that Dunk kind of impressioned you with you guys too. So thank you. Thanks
all
for
right.
having me.
You got it. Anthony Stalter, you'll hear him this afternoon at 2 with the Fast Lane on 101 ESPN.